This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Security in and around the RNC is under pressure after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
We are planning as much as we can plan in regards to what we know, and we're looking for what we don't know, but we are planned and actually ready with the resources.
Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the convention. He arrived late yesterday afternoon, just a day after a would-be assassin tried to kill him in Pennsylvania. The presumptive GOP nominee posted on social media yesterday he wouldn't let a shooter force a change in his plans. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump Saturday will not affect the RNC schedule this week, so says Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming.
I have not had it suggested to me that there will be any major changes in his schedule at all, or for that matter, for the schedule for the whole convention.
Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. Wisconsin law lets people carry guns, and local governments can't enact bans. However, no one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the hard security zone, including at the convention itself. A former nurse at the Waupun State Prison will stand trial for felony abuse and the death of an inmate last year. Witness testimony at Gwendolyn Vick's preliminary hearing last week claimed she determined Williams was faking symptoms. He later died of a stroke. Vick is one of eight former employees charged in the deaths of two inmates. People who own private wells should get their water tested after recent heavy rains and flooding. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says contaminated wells should be cleaned and no one should drink the water until tests come back negative. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were still about 1,500 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties without power this morning. We Energy says a line of severe storms caused widespread power outages across the region last night and early this morning. At the peak of the outage, over 5,000 people in the area were without electricity. There's a chance of more storms today. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Two people are recovering after a water rescue at North Beach Friday. Lifeguards pulled an unconscious male and female from Lake Michigan. Officials are reminding beachgoers of the importance of swimming in designated areas and that people should look out for posted safety messages. Did you feel the earth move early this morning? A 3.4 magnitude earthquake was centered in DeKalb County, Illinois this morning at around 3. That's about 3 hours to the south. Officials say they haven't seen any major damage. Milwaukee hosts the Republican National Convention starting today, with security at a higher level after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. All eyes are on Trump's anticipated appearance tonight, his first public engagement since the shooting. A 38-year-old inmate briefly escaped from the Racine Correctional Institution Saturday night. It didn't take long for Robert Strother to be recaptured in a nearby wooded area. The Racine County Sheriff's Office sent out canine units and drones to assist in the search, which lasted just over an hour. During the incident, a staff member shot their gun, and they've been placed on administrative leave. Strother is locked up on pending charges of attempted armed robbery. The Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee, with former President Trump set to make his first appearance later tonight. Security measures have been heightened following the recent assassination attempt on Trump, with Milwaukee Police and Secret Service ensuring a strong presence throughout the event. People living and working in downtown Milwaukee should expect delays and crowds, with organizers urging everyone to be patient. A major Racine County road project starts today. Crews are putting in a roundabout at Highways 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will be detoured onto Highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will launch a fly. Put two more on the board. courtesy of Willy Adames. A four RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing seven of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Those of you in the market for a new home should take note that there is a new listing in Beverly Hills for a cool 68 million smackers. The house belongs to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, who appear to be headed towards Splitsville, or maybe they just wanted to downsize to a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath ranch. But I doubt it, because the house has 38,000 square feet, 12 bedrooms, and 24 bathrooms. The couple has been married since 2022, so it only cost them $34 million a year to live there. If that's a little out of your price range, you could move to New York, where John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Soho Loft just went up for a much more manageable $5.5 million Buku Dolores. John and Yoko bought the place in 1971. There is 3,800 square feet of living space and two levels. The lower level houses the living quarters, and Yoko has used the upper level as a recording studio, where even after 50 years and constant updating, it didn't make her voice sound any better. Not everyone who attended the Twisters premiere in LA last week was wrestled to the ground, but one protester was. During Glenn Powell's introduction of the film, someone ran into the theater carrying a sign that read, "There's no excuse for animal abuse. The film needs a disclaimer." The protester was referencing a scene in the film set at a rodeo where a calf's neck was twisted and it was wrestled to the ground. PETA protesters outside the event said the movie glorified animal violence. Word on the street is that the calf is a serious actor and practices hot yoga regularly and was likely uninjured. Still, there is no word yet from Universal Studios. The movie-going year is just about halfway over, and Entertainment Weekly has put out its list of the 10 best films so far. The picks include Furiosa, Challengers, Dune 2, Civil War, The Bike Riders, Hitman, Inside Out 2, Thelma, The Idea of You, and somehow The Fall Guy. How many have you seen? When you hear the Hollywood press say that someone earned an Emmy nomination, it's usually in reference to their craft. Actor Jeff Bridges earned just such a nomination for his role in FX's The Old Man. But it was not just for his stellar acting. The New York Post reports that while shooting season one of the show, Bridges was dealing with cancer and COVID-19 simultaneously. Jeff had cancer when the shooting started and in the middle of the season discovered a 9x12 tumor in his stomach during a home workout. If that wasn't enough, during chemotherapy treatments, he contracted COVID-19 before there was a vaccine. The actor was actually fighting for his life, needed oxygen, and says he was in so much pain he was ready to go. It was the encouragement of his family and doctors telling him to fight that got him through it. Oh yeah, and a process called convalescent plasma, a blood therapy technique that takes blood from people who have recovered from an illness to help others heal. And that is how you earn, son. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 81 by Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.